to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown, summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi.
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Pierce.
This is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And we got some sick tunes to listen to today.
Wait, is my mic on? No, I'm serious.
You're good.
Yeah, okay, good. I have no idea what Pierce selected for this show. So
I'm going to tell you the artists right now, just to give a quick heads up of what we're going to be playing. New songs that came in most recently. Some of them came in a couple weeks ago that I just picked up recently, but crazy artists. Joey Bad, A Money Sign, Money Sign. New album just came out.
Do you love it? I loved it.
It was great.
Fantastic.
I thought it was solid.
A plus.
I thought it was a solid album.
A plus album.
It's hard to have disappointments about the album because it was so solid, but I thought the only thing I thought was maybe he was just going to delve a little bit more deeply into the issues, but still I thought he did a really good job. Mm-hmm. Really good political album.
Good. Very good.
Anyway, Joey, new album, so we got a song or two from him. A new song by Logic that was actually surprising.
Was it good?
A couple weeks ago.
All right, don't tell me. We'll talk about it.
But Logic talks about something that I think he should have talked about years ago, which is his role in politics and race in America, because he has a really interesting, unique role, because his fans are different. There's a lot of misconceptions about Logic, because he is half black, half white, and he has a really strong fan base, predominantly with white fans.
White fans.
And I think he addresses that a little bit in this. Beach Fossils has a new song. They're starting to come out with some new music for the first time in several years. Remo Drive could be a surge in emo rock. Royal Blood just came out with a song an hour ago, which we put on there.
Everything is new.
And guess what? The best of all, you're not going to believe this. Harry Styles is on this playlist.
Oh, I think you did text me.
I did. I gave you a little heads up. I'm like, just to let you know. I don't know if you're going to believe me, but I might be putting Harry Styles on our radio show.
There's a reason for it. Okay.
It's going to get interesting.
First, we got to talk about soccer.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about soccer. A lot of Champions League games.
But before we talk about that, do you want to turn our mics up a little bit? Yeah, perfect. You can turn the music up. Yeah, cool. Sorry.
So unprofessional.
I sometimes forget that we're live. Sorry to our listeners. How many listeners do we have right now?
I think 12. 12, thank you guys.
Oh my god.
Four of them.
I'm so out of it. Guys, I pulled an all-nighter almost. I slept 2 hours, so if I make any blunders, I'm apologizing in advance. Pierce Devlin, who do you think is going to be the most valuable player or best player in the Premier League? Who deserves to get the award for player of the year?
Who deserves it?
Who is the best player in the Premier League based on this season?
Based on this season, I think Harry Kane's out of the picture because he's hurt. But he was doing well.
I don't think he was top three. Sorry.
Okay. The thing I don't like about the list is the amount of strikers they put in there. Because it's all right, you're taking the top four strikers.
What is the list, actually? All I know are the Chelsea people that got nominated.
Well, and I know one thing. Dele Alli got snubbed off.
Oh, robbed. Was it PFA list?
Yeah, PFA player shortlist of players of the year. Conte's on there. Lukaku's on there. Ibrahimovic is on there.
Did Coutinho make it?
No, Coutinho did not make it.
He got robbed too.
He got robbed. Not a lot of defenders. Well, if I had to choose, I'm gonna go with Conte.
Okay.
But he won't win because it's usually based on flashiness. So player that deserves it? I mean, I think Lukaku deserves it. Unbelievable season. Like 20 plus goals already. Like without him, Everton is lost. Like completely.
So give me your 1, 2, and 3. I agree. I think he's the leader mm-hmm. of the team. But give me your 1, 2, and 3.
All right. In my opinion, I don't think this is going to happen. But in my opinion, Conte 1, Lukaku 2, and Hazard 3.
Okay.
Hazard has been unbelievable again. But like, the thing is, if you took Hazard out of the picture, I think Chelsea would still dominate. I think they would still be in first place because of people like Conte.
Well, they just
that's also debatable. But like, what do you think? You biased with Chelsea a little bit?
I have the exact reverse order of yours.
Cool.
So I think that Hazard should be, in terms of from a statistical standpoint, you know, no, I'm going to go with Hazard, Conte, Lukaku. Lukaku is having a breakout. Like, he is the best striker in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he's just, it's like almost easier to be a good player on a bad team. Like, if he, you know what I'm saying? Like, if
I get what you're saying, but...
And Everton's on fire now, and Lukaku's having a great season, but I don't know if he's, like, the best... Think about, like, he's too one-trick pony-ish striker player to be... Like, so Alexis Sanchez got nominated. I don't know if Alexis Sanchez should be, like,
in there
this season. But no. Alexis Sanchez is like, you walk on the field and he's the best, like he's the number 10. Like he's not number 10, but he's the number 10. You know what I'm saying? Like he kind of can do everything. Where I think that like, so to me, Eden Hazard is just putting up numbers. It's like he has the highest, like he gets an assist and a goal every game, you know? And his chances created are great. And N'Golo Kante is arguably the best midfielder in the world.
Yeah.
And I do think that Lukaku has to be in the top three. I agree with you. I mean, he's had a breakout season. It's like he's the most dangerous striker. It's so funny. It started off with Diego Costa, and then he just declined so quickly. So I'm going to go with Hazard, Conte, and
Lukaku.
But it's super highly contestable. I wouldn't be surprised if Lukaku got it. Honestly, they go with the striker a lot.
I think Hazard's going to win.
I think Hazard will win, too. I have a feeling.
Because
I
mean, Lukaku
deserves it. Like,
yeah, because Conte... A lot of his attributes are shown not through statistics.
No.
Lukaku stats are the best for strikers. However, Everton being in seventh probably puts a little bit of doubt in PFA. And I think Hazard has just been prolific on the best team.
And no,
they've just been unbelievably dominant.
Yeah, unbelievably dominant.
Yeah, I agree.
Lights out. We dismantled City. It's lights out.
Yeah. And Coutinho and Ali, at least one of them should have replaced Sanchez.
Yep.
Yeah. Ibrahimovic, even he is debatable to be
nominated. No, I think
he had a
really
makes
it. I think he had a good enough season. I don't think he'll win, but I think he had a good enough season to be nominated.
He might leave.
Surprised Pogba wasn't nominated.
Yeah, Pogba should have been. He's something similar to Conte, but obviously he's clearly not doing as good of a job as Conte.
I don't think it's as clear as not doing it. I think his contract. People underestimate work rate. Like when you get nominated for that award, it's very much. Oh, how many goals and assists did you have? And Conte's kind of a novel thing because he's so smart. People are like, oh, Conte, like every team he's on, they're going to win a championship. But I think Pogba should definitely have been. I mean, Pogba's work rate is so good.
Yeah.
The stats don't really show it, but he's good.
I hate to say it, but like, hopefully they just bring in a couple players, I can just turn it around. Like,
I mean, they should get Griezmann.
I think it would just. I agree with you. I think, obviously, he's going to get a lot of scrutiny by the media, but he is doing a very good job this season.
Yeah, he is. It's different. It's a different style of play than Italy. His role in Juventus, he had more freedom to score. Like, now he's defensive. And Manchester United didn't have a striker problem, in my opinion. I feel like it has a weird...
It's a very weird
like, defensive team. And so, like, their defense is weird. Their setup is weird. So... I think he did exactly what he's supposed to do. I'm not sure what Manchester United has to do more. I don't know. You watch it more than I do. I don't know. But
it's
not clicking. They should be. They should be the second best team in the league.
There's something that's missing, I think. To be honest, I think they need some world-class forward winger.
Hazard type.
Yeah, I think if they had a Griezmann, I think that would be a good...
Well, that'd be it. Griezmann's... My friend, Sebastian, was saying that Griezmann is the best player in the world right now.
Oof.
which I think is bold, but obviously.
Bold, because Atletico's not as dominant even as they were like a year or two ago.
No, but he says that Griezmann is like the best player.
I think you can argue the same thing about Dybala, because they're both doing really well.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
Barcelona the other day. Oh my God.
Good segue. Let's go into the Champions League games.
I think Barcelona will fight.
Another one? Another one?
They're so good.
Round two, baby.
Barcelona's Madrid's the best team in the world, and Barcelona is the most fun team in the world. Madrid's the best team in the world. I hate Real Madrid. They're the best team in the world.
Yeah, they're the best in the world right now.
Yep.
Agreed.
It's unbeatable. They're truly unbeatable. They casually came. It was almost like they had no sense of urgency in the game against Munich and 1-2-1 casually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had like a weird first half. It's crazy because it's like they just clicked on an overdrive and then they just like, yep, 2-1. All right.
Yeah.
is crazy against Bayern.
They have the best team though. I mean, they have the most all-star team.
Yeah, it'd be impressive if they get the treble or double this year. I don't know how they're doing in the Copa del Rey, but
they're in first. Oh, not in the Copa del Rey. They're in first in the Spanish division.
Yeah,
in La Liga.
So Juve won first leg 3-0. Barca obviously can do the impossible and probably have a good comeback. Bayern down 2-1. They let up 2 away goals. That's probably going to be a good fight, but you and I agree Madrid probably will settle it at home.
I mean, the away goal at Munich. Oh, wait.
Madrid scored 2 away goals.
In Munich? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So
it's done.
Yeah, I think.
It's done.
I think that Madrid will take that away.
Bayern has to win by a goal.
And then here comes the controversial one. Two more games that happened. Dortmund played Monaco.
Dortmund's home, and Monaco scored 3.
Yeah. And the thing about that is obviously the controversial postponement of the game. An explosion went off and injured Barca. Mark, I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Well, anyway, the Spanish center back on Dortmund. And they postponed the game the next day.
What happened specifically?
There was an explosion on the bus or near the bus.
Caused by what?
I don't know exactly what it was, but they found a letter tied to the explosion, so it was clearly intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequence is that he's out for a month, and they made Dortmund play 24 hours after.
What happened to him?
I don't know what happened on the bus. I don't know if it was because he was standing or he got hit by the explosion.
Did he get injured?
But yeah, he's injured. He's out for a month.
Like, what happened in terms of, like, physical?
The injury? That's unclear. He just said, thank you for the support. Like, I'm...
Did he get burned? That's so scary. My God.
So, a controversial decision by UEFA to have the game happen a day later, because in a post-match interview, Nuri Sahin even said, like, we weren't thinking about football until the second half, which is like a really jarring line for someone who's like, for a world-class team to not be focused.
Yeah.
You've got to, the problem is I think they should have said or appealed a little bit more following the announcement. They did a lot of talking after they lost.
Yeah.
But dude, I think they should have just played the game next week. Like, think about it.
Oh, they're bad. They're in trouble. They're in danger.
It's just...
That being said, I think Dortmund's still going to come back and win the series.
Yeah.
It's not even a hot take, I don't think. Dortmund's so good this season.
No, but Monaco's been unbelievable.
No, Monaco's been unbelievable, but like it's different. You can be unbelievable, but Dortmund... I just have a feeling Dortmund's going to rally. Dortmund's lights out.
That's going to be my favorite match. Because if they do make it back, it's going to be an emotional game.
Yeah.
Monaco, obviously... The amount of goals they're scoring this year, unbelievable, and primarily by an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I want to see Pulisic get in the game.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the second half.
So good.
They made a good comeback, but they obviously...
3-2. All they got to do is win by 2 goals. It's Dortmund. They're so offensively potent. It's like crazy how many options they have.
And finally,
what about Leicester?
Leicester lost to Atletico 1-0 on a penalty that was controversial. However, they were completely dominated the entire game.
What was it in Spain?
Oh God, I don't know. I think so.
I mean, what was the possession? Like 90%?
It was like 65, 68 or something percent towards Atletico. So the thing is, Leicester could do it. They just lost their first game under Shakespeare. here's the thing. Like, with Leicester, we can't predict that they're going to lose because Leicester just does the impossible.
They're weird.
So it's going to be a good game.
Team in soccer.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they lost the next game 3-0 or something. Like, no, just, like if they fell apart. And like
Sebastian said that they're going to win the whole thing.
That would be so awesome. They're not going to, I don't think.
They're not going
to. But it's crazy how that's possible. The thing is now, since they're in a solidified like 10th place in the Premier League, they could put all their eggs in the basket of the Champions League and focus there. And since they've just won 6 in a row, have the mentality that they can win the Premier League, why can't they win the Champions League?
Yeah.
So I agree, but I just personally don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's a little late. I think they'll have a good season next year.
Yeah, hopefully like top 7 or something.
They have money now, so like...
And Vardy's back on fire. It's the Vardy party.
Oh, Vardy's so good. When Vardy's on, he's on. He's like one of the best players.
Good stuff.
All right.
Oh, you want to... Side note. Woke up this weekend. Thought my phone had a glitch. Reading was down 6-1 at halftime. Checked my Twitter. Reading was down 6-1 at halftime against a middle table team. Lost the game 7-1. Only team in the top 10 that has a negative goal difference, and Reading's in 4th. -1 is their goal differential. It's the worst loss they've had in a long time.
And they're in 4th?
Yeah, they lost to Norwich 7-1.
Oh my god.
After being pretty dominant. So, that obviously shakes up their mentality. They got 4 or 5 more games left. They're in a comfortable position to make the playoffs, but... Man, I'm happy this happened and not the day before the last game of the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, struggle but still, now.
Isn't that crazy?
Playoffs. Oh my god!
Like, it's like Liverpool losing to West Brom. Liverpool losing to Watford 7-1. Well, obviously the difference wouldn't be that extreme because Liverpool is probably like a 5-star team, Watford a 4-star.
Yeah.
But still, I couldn't believe it.
Oh my god!
And MLS news. Red Bull has been doing pretty bad. Haven't won a game in a while. Kansas City is cruising. Not much going on. It's early in the season, but
what's a Red Bull record?
2-1-2, I think.
Will they make the playoffs this year?
Making the playoffs is without a question, because over half the teams make the playoffs. Oh. Big problem in the MLS because
too high of a reward.
Too high. Think about it.
Yeah.
The league is expanding now, so I think it's half. There's like a 50% chance, but before Minnesota and Atlanta came in this year, 6 teams make it on from the West and 6 teams from the East, and there's 10 teams in each section. So only 4 teams from each section don't make the playoffs, 6 do. And what ends up happening is the team who's the most in form, like Red Bulls per se, like winning, like let's say like first place, eventually they're going to lose during the playoffs at some time, and that's crucial, and they lose. That's exactly what happened.
Depreciation, they're just going to get like worse and worse.
It sucks.
Like, they get so good and they're just going to like choke once in the playoffs. And that's it.
If
Red Bull finish first every season and then lose in the playoffs like second round.
That's their problem.
Oh, man.
Transition period.
All right, let's just go to music.
All right. Well, first, before we transition to the music.
Oh, no, please. Can you just do this one?
You hear this?
Oh, my God.
PSA! All right. We got new tunes for you today. All new tunes. Great albums coming in. Tomorrow, Kendrick Lamar coming out with his album Damn. Group Love, new EP,
Damn.
Little Mess. Dude, it's going to be a good music weekend.
Did I read the ladder safety PSA?
Yeah, I remember. I don't know why I remember.
All right.
But you got 20 seconds until I'm playing the music, and you're not stopping me. All right, you probably... Yeah, you can miss me. All right, fine.
The annual... we're going to... Nope.
No, you're okay. You can go.
Good. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. Oh, my God. If I have to see one more econ thing, I'm going to... The U.S. gross domestic product. That was on my test. I took an econ test today, and I'm just, like, done. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to the... Yeah, okay. Just the medical costs of 0.25%, that's 1/4 of... Oh, my God. Okay, this numbers to think about. from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Education.
That was the best one.
Radio... It's like econ's following me everywhere I go. Let's play the first
song. All right, new tunes. Starting with Joey Badass's new album, All American Badass. I'm going to say
it. He's cursed twice on radio.
It's in the name. It's in the commercial effort. This is his second commercial album, and he does a really good job. He takes a new political stance, and this is probably the song that's going to start blowing up a little bit more. I put in another one that might happen later in the playlist. That's just a personal song that I liked off the album, but yeah, this is
like the pop. Yeah.
This is one that probably is going to catch a lot of people's ears.
Everybody got problems, yeah, but waiting on my way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom, struggling my mama on the last dollar. Hustling and I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just want to see my people in power. Tell me how we gonna shape this vision. Complaining all day but in the same condition. If you want to make change, it's gonna take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental principles. When I see through optics, transform the wisdom. Watch me use my prophets, get them on the listen. I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless, and I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me? Everybody got fights, yeah, but wouldn't know what good advice was. Till they leave him lifeless. Another mama crying, it's another crisis. Lord knows we just trying to live righteous. Are you willing just to make the sacrifices? I know we can't continue living like this. And I never sell my soul cause that's priceless. Tell me how we gonna make a living. Hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's all a plot and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain. I just take the pain to paint a picture of voice. Voices in my head, I hear the whispers. When I feel it sway in hell, I switch your heart, sip the liquor. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless, and I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me? It's just the way. So long.
That's Joey Badass's Temptation.
Oh my God, that is a good song.
And that's more of an upbeat, anthemic, even a word, song with like still a deeper and sad kind of like context to it.
Oh man.
I like the direction of this album.
Everything Everything about it was good.
Joey sang a lot in this album and it sounded good. Like he backed himself up pretty well.
Yeah.
He's doing his own hooks now.
Talented. What would you put him... I was talking about this to my friend. What would you put? Is Joey Badass He's not quite tier one yet. He's like...
He's so close, though.
He's close. So you say he's top tier two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel...
Who's tier one, real quick?
Like... This is where it gets confusing because there's a lot of artists that I don't like that I think are in tier one because of sheer popularity. But then there's also people who have the skill in tier one. Kendrick is definitely tier one.
Kendrick is tier king.
Tier king. Drake's in there. I don't think he's that talented, but he does it.
He's in there.
I think Future is technically in there now.
No, I don't think so. I think Future is like where Joey Badass is.
That's fair. I think he's kind of spearheading that type of style.
Yeah.
In that own regard, which is why I think he's in the tier one, because he's tier one of his style.
I hate Future.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I just don't really think I could, like... Right. I personally don't really like listening to, like, all of his music, like, through and through. I think if it comes on once in a while, it's like a good banger.
Yeah.
I think Migos is on the rise, tier two now.
I know.
Who else, man? Who's tier one? J. Cole... I don't know.
Yeah,
he's kind of, but like
he's starting to slip a little.
Chance just got into tier one, which
Chance
is great.
Is tier one,
which is great.
He's tier one. Kanye is tier one.
Kanye is definitely tier one. I mean, Jay-Z is technically in there because he's on top of the throne still.
Jay-Z and Lil Wayne are both like
just permanent.
Off. Like they're tier different. Like they're washed up. Tier washed up.
Yeah.
Technically, like of our generation. Next to Kendrick, the second best rapper of our generation, like just in the past 10 years, Eminem might be. Just
even though he was definitely up there 10 years before that.
Oh, even 10 years, like 20. Yeah. But like just for even produced stuff he's produced since 2000. Like
that's also debatable because his most recent stuff isn't like.
Oh, it's bad, but like that doesn't matter. Like he's proven himself. Like he's the most skilled lyricist in a way. Like he's a good rhymer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's one of the best.
Well,
anyways, back to this. This Joey Badass album was good. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to take you on a tangent.
That's okay. We love tangents.
It's very politically loaded.
And he does a pretty good job. A lot of good songs on here.
He doesn't do as good of a job of making it like subtextual as like To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
But good job. Good job.
He did a good job.
What'd you rate the album? Like,
I give it a really strong 7 and or like a light 8. I think it is a solid album.
So that's like a B+ A-.
I'm going to give it an 8 because I think it's just as good if not better than his first commercial album Before the Money.
Yeah.
They're just both enjoyable 8, in different ways.
8's a good score, guys, for Pierce. 8's like a B+/A-.
It's something I'm definitely going to listen to again.
Yeah.
All right. I can't believe I'm doing this. Are you ready? Are you ready? I swear to God, I'm not saying this is good, but it is so surprising.
You're saying it's good.
Nope.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Just stop your crying, it'll be alright.
Is that Harry Styles or Young the Giant? Oh, I don't know.
I'm so angry.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Yeah. I never thought that I would say this.
Who would have thought they would grow into something better?
Well, it's not One Direction. It's just Harry Styles.
One Direction.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just Harry.
It's... Oh my god. It literally sounded like Young the Giant song. It was like a ballad. It was incredibly dynamic.
That was
dynamic.
A solid ballad.
That was a good... that was a good song. I said it. There, I said it. It's good. A good song. It was good.
I didn't want to spoil it by saying, like, oh, you're going to be surprised because it's good. I was just like, you're just going to be surprised.
I was like, I thought I was expecting some like Harry, but it's some like poppy crap. That was if I closed my eyes and said, and you were like, oh, this is the new Young the Giant song, I'd be like, wow, it was pretty good.
It was just like, my first thought was like, this kind of sounds a tiny bit like the Beatles. And then I was like, yeah, no, it can't.
Yeah, that was just so crazy. Maybe he's a talented person, I guess. Is that the moral of the story, that Harry Styles is?
I like that. I don't know. I'm impressed by his decision to make a song like this. Because it is, like you said, it does sound like Young the Giant, but a little bit more simple and more like a ballad. But that thing explodes. Like, it turns into something good. His voice sounds good here.
Oh, it carries.
It has some depth to it. It doesn't sound like
it's full.
A Billboard top 40 hit.
It has character. It carries a... I didn't know he had this in him.
Me either.
Looks like he has a nice solo career waiting for him. It's,
there's a couple of five seconds of Summer songs that have like kind of just... They're like... branching away from like the pop element and just sound more like a rock ballad, like rock pop. And I think that's what that reminds me of this. Like, just like impressive. You're like, okay, this is actually, I didn't think he would reach like that.
What's the status of One Direction?
I have no clue. I know Zayn left and he made that song, Pillow Talk. And now I guess, I don't know if Harry left, but he might just be doing his own thing because obviously this is a different sound.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't believe it actually, can't believe it worked. All right, going in a different direction, and also probably going to have a very similar reaction. Logic has a new song a couple weeks ago, and he starts to address something like we were talking about earlier. He starts to address a racial issue that I think he probably should have mentioned in his music in the way beginning, because Logic has a very interesting role in the middle, because he's half...
mixed race.
Yeah, he's mixed race, but he has a strongly white fan base. And this song, he kind of just talks about the stigma and, like, criticism put against him for the fans he has and the way he says things and doesn't say things. Anyway,
I have a question before. Why do you think he has a predominantly white fan base?
Do you think it's interesting?
Some people have said it's, like, literally because he looks more white. Other people have said it's, like, a style of rapping.
I think it's got to be both.
It's got to be a little bit of both.
There's probably a reason G-Eazy has predominantly white fans is because he is white. And that's just the basis of things.
Woody Allen and G-Eazy have the same, like, fan
base. But they, not to get, like, all biased or prejudiced or anything, they make, let's say, quote-unquote, white music. Logic doesn't make white music.
Right.
But Logic, sometimes the way he sounds and the way his music is made could probably appeal to more of that audience.
Right.
But, like... I still don't really understand.
He has such a white fan base. I just don't...
Yeah, I mean...
Have you heard him freestyle?
Yeah, he's a good freestyler.
Oh, my God. He is good.
That's where I think his strongest... His work rate and his freestyling is really...
He's creative. Some of the best. He's a creative rapper. All right, let's give it a go.
Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Sit the back down. Sit like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you mother... how to act now. I'ma show him how to act. I'ma show you, I'ma show him how to act. Okay, now picture little Bobby, just a younger, run around with his man's hammer in his hand, feeling like a man. Run, motherfucker, run, put a pole, get the gun, put it to your brain like. Everybody know you ain't about it. Everything you talk about, I know I can live without it. Red light, stop, green light, go. Everything ain't what it seemed like, motherfucker, I know. Hold up, what you mean, where you been? Be creeping in, this is merely the beginning again. What you been living in? The box under the bridge, like Anthony Kiedis. Looking for something to complete us and maybe lead us. The leaders, hell of a long way from equal inside a treatise. Body of a builder with the mind of a fetus. Turn on the television and see the vision they feed us. And I wish I could erase that face facts. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know how it goes.
Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know. I've been knocking door down like a Jehovah's Witness. God is my witness, I'm witness, but on the real I think I need another witness. If it was 17, black daddy, white mama wouldn't change a thing. Light skinned motherfucker certified as a house nigga. Well, I'll be gone, go figure. In my blood is the slave and the master. It's like the devil playing space with the pastor.
But he was born with the white privilege.
Man, what the fuck is that? White people told me as a child, as a little boy playing with his toys, I should be ashamed to be black. And some black people look ashamed when I rap, like my great-granddaddy didn't take a whip to the back. Not accepted by the black or the white, I don't give a fuck, praise God, I can see the light. Everybody talk about race this, race that, I wish I could erase that, face facts. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know how it go. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some, everybody love, everybody know. Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Sit the f*** back down. Seem like everybody nowadays Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you mother how to act now. I'ma show them how to act. I'ma show you, show you, show you. I'ma show them how to act.
Everybody by Logic, powerful song because he's finally addressing his place just in racial tensions and America even. Like, it's, he never really talked about that. He's never used, for instance, the N-word.
Right.
First time we hear that in that song, and he puts it in a context to be like, oh, wow. I don't know. It just, I feel like if you're an ignorant listener, not ignorant, but like you just don't really understand, you'd be like, okay, this really puts things together, in like in perspective.
My hair stood up when he used that word. Like, I was like, is that okay? And then that was really good. I'm kind of,
it's just a solid, it's just a solid,
very very, it's like literal and subtextual,
because you're like, why would people put this burden on him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he doesn't want to be where he is, but he's also like, you're thinking that I haven't, like, been oppressed, too. Like, I've gone through, like, you know, some of those lines were pretty bad. Were pretty, like, bad good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Pretty, like, my face, Pierce can attest to this, my face was, like, my mouth was open. I was, like, shocked.
By the second verse, he's really picking up the...
he goes in, and he's, like, it's a good, that's, like, a 9.5 song right there.
Yeah.
It's a very quality
rap. He maintains song. His very familiar style.
Yeah.
Which is good and bad. I think Logic is an extremely good rapper that's, like, extremely good at being, like, a solid rapper. I don't really know how to describe it. Every project is, like, pretty good.
Good. It's not great. He's not there yet, but he's good. I mean, he's very skilled.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. That's what people don't know. Like, Logic is a talented rapper from a skill standpoint. He's creative. He can freestyle. I agree. The work he's, like, officially produced is very good. It is not, like, tier one at all, but it's good. He's like Joey Badass in a way, in terms of, like, where he's at in the world of rap.
It's interesting also because he has a very similar, the way he describes his life, it sounds very similar to a lot of rappers that we know and listen to a lot, but he gets this different perspective put on him because he looks white, and he is white, but he's not entirely white, and if you listen to the song, you should understand Logic now.
Yeah, he's got reservations about how people view him.
This could change the direction of his career, because now people will probably look at him in a different light. He might be attracting different audiences.
It's hard
audiences.
To criticize, like, I can't really find fault with what he's saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, next song.
Great stuff by Logic. Next song, Beach Fossils. They haven't released an album, I think, if I'm correct, in 5 years. They released a single earlier this year, which we played and I love. And this song sounds different than their other stuff. They're using much different instruments, to say the least. So the song is called Saint Ivy by Beach Fossils, and it just came out recently. And it looks like Beach Fossils are going to be releasing a new record. And not much of a... I don't really know how to describe what this like new sound is, but their older stuff is more of a lo-fi sound with basic instruments. And here, it sounds a little bit more crisp, and they're using strings. They have a flute solo. I thought this was like just a pretty song.
Yeah,
So, I mean, they're not really doing that much exciting stuff, but their music in general isn't really that exciting. But it does sound really nice. It's all about the vibe and the layers. And I thought the song was kind of cool. It was very layered. But again, I don't really think it provided a different kick than This Year, which was the other single that they released recently. But anyway, it's a solid song.
And can we listen to the Weezer song again so I can just roast it?
Why would you want to put yourself through so much pain?
Oh my god, I was so... I'm still in shock, by the way. Like,
how's it go again?
No, stop. My shit's Italia. I was like, guess who this is? She's like, I don't know, like some pop, like... I'm like, this is Weezer.
It sounds like someone trying to be 21 Pilots. We got two more songs. And the next one we're going to be playing is by this cool band. I don't know what you're going to take about this song. But this new band just released their album, Greatest Hits. Their first album is called Greatest Hits, which is really funny. This band's called Remo Drive. And they've got this cool, like, surge of emo punk sound to them. It's just kind of simple. It's like, it sounds like the origins of punk rock, but they're doing something kind of cool.
Like the Ramones.
I don't know. It just sounds like they, like, the cool thing about early punk is, like, these guys, like, you're like, okay, these guys shouldn't be good, but they are. You know, it's like people who don't have...
Are they, like, Blink-182 punk, or, like...
No. It's more like...
My Chemical Romance?
How do I describe it?
Green Day?
No. Like...
Nirvana,
like Ramones meets like Front Bottoms or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a little. It's simple,
but like punk.
And this is one of their more popular songs that's on the album. We'll be right back. That was Art School by Remo Drive. And I take back my Ramones comment, but I think it sounded a tiny bit just in the beginning, like just like origins of the Ramones. They don't sound like the Ramones. There's this band called Basement, which is kind of like a post-punk emo band, and they sounded a lot like them now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, I have mixed feelings about it. I think it's kind of cool.
It's okay.
It's a cool cool resurgence of the sound, because it sounds like something that came out like 10 years ago, but with a different kick.
Yeah. It seemed really like not full, though. It seemed like it was recorded in like someone's basement. And like,
exactly.
And like, I mean, I guess that's what they're going for.
Could be.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, we got one more song before we head out. So this could be our goodbyes. The song we're going to play just came out an hour ago. Oh, do you like Royal Blood?
Eh.
Royal Blood's cool.
Do you?
You're talking about like it sounded empty. I think Royal Blood, their most redeeming quality is he's only using a bass, but it sounds full. And it's he uses the bass as a guitar.
Have you heard the song?
I listened to it once before this, and all I can say is that it sounds just like their old stuff. So I'm not upset, but I'm not like entirely impressed. But it's a very loud, lively song. The only thing that sounds different is the bass sounds really heavy at points. It's like where usually it sounds more like a guitar, and it just has like a hard rock sound. And he's got a really pretty voice. I think for some reason I feel like this song has like a little bit more of a sense of like confidence. And, like, they have more of an ego now. He's kind of got... they have an Arctic Monkeys influence on them. Because they are blowing up. But anyway, this is Royal Blood's new single that came out 2 hours ago. Lights Out. New album coming out in June. You've been listening to Subjectively Objective. Steven's about to fall asleep. But...
so this is tired.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you, guys.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Ghostface, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and the dollar bill stems and crack
capsules. Take a blast. From 91.5 WMFO in Medford, you're listening to Atomic Bomb.